Welcome to the Strategy-Driven Editorial Perspective Podcast, where we examine the marketplace uncertainty created by today's headline events and the actions business leaders should take to ensure their organizations succeed under these circumstances. In this episode, we'll examine the unnecessary uncertainty created by the U.S. government's positioning of itself as both business owner and regulator, garnering for itself an unprecedented competitive advantage. So now, without any further delays, let's get started. What would it be like to have the ultimate home court advantage? How about being able to define the rules of the game? Changing the rules of the game, in your favor of course, at any time after the game has started. Refereeing the game and being allowed to choose when and when not to penalize your team for rules violations. Enticingly recruiting the opponent's best players and examining the other team's playbook, trade secrets, and other confidential materials on demand. That's not just a home court advantage, it's cheating. And in the business world, there exist laws against such behavior. Or does there? Antitrust laws and regulatory agencies overseeing monopoly businesses prevent any one company from gaining such marketplace dominance as to create an unfair competitive advantage and establishing conditions of consumer vulnerability. Other laws, most notably the recently enacted Sarbanes-Oxley regulations, establish separation between auditors and the audited to eliminate conflicts of interest. Recent bailouts by the U.S. government created an imbalance in the marketplace, introducing a super competitor who is business owner, rule maker, and law enforcer. This super competitor has no marketplace rival with even a fraction of its power and no immediate oversight, as ballot box accountability occurs in only 2-year increments. As executives from Goldman Sachs learned, having had to sit through the U.S. Senate's berating and vulgarities, there is little defense to be made once government officials have decided to target your organization. As business owners, government officials act to further their company's goals. The problem is they have demonstrated a propensity to further their political interests as well. While at the center of the U.S. economic meltdown of 2008, poor business practices by mortgage lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, now owned by the U.S. government, are not addressed by the proposed financial markets regulatory bill being considered by Congress. And this is not the first time Fannie Mae appears to have been the recipient of beneficial treatment and congressional favoritism. So what actions should the leaders of the strategy-driven organization take? The conflict of interest created by the government's entry into the marketplace is not likely to end soon. Therefore, strategy-driven recommends organization leaders take the following actions. First, always behave ethically and promote ethical behavior among your employees. The best way to avoid government scrutiny is to not place yourself or your organization in a position of question. Ask yourself, how would this read on the front page of the New York Times? Or would I be proud to tell my mother I did this? Second, respond to legitimate legal, government, or regulatory requests for information, providing only what is asked for in clear, concise, and truthful manner. Providing government officials with information they are either not entitled to or that is extraneous invites further questioning and scrutiny. This presents officials seeking a diversion from their own political ills an avenue to shift the public's attention to you and your business, inappropriately if you and your organization have behaved ethically. Establish an email content policy. Business email systems should be used for business purposes only. not for personal communications. Additionally, if emails are written for only business purposes, then they should only contain business-appropriate language. No vulgarities. Create an email and document retention and destruction policy. Some emails and documents must be retained for legal purposes, others for business reasons. Emails and documents not having a legitimate retention need should be destroyed within an appropriate time frame. Next, act quickly to restrict departing employee access to files, emails, and records, and quarantine their business materials, particularly if they are joining a competitor or the government. This practice is unfortunate but necessary. As a corporate leader, it is your responsibility to protect your organization's intellectual property and confidential materials, as well as that of your clients and suppliers. Now that the government is a competitor and regulator, those going into government service represent a real business risk, as government officials have demonstrated a propensity to act in both the interest of the government companies and their political careers. Lastly, don't accept government bailout money. Companies accepting government funding become beholden to politicians whose goals and ambitions may not align with that of their business or its shareholders. Avoid the conflict of interest by not allowing it to exist in the first place. None of these recommendations should be construed as a suggestion to avoid legal requirements or ethical behavior. Rather, they are recommendations to comply with the letter and the intent of the law and to act with the utmost integrity. What we are suggesting is that action going beyond compliance or showing generosity toward the super competitor U.S. government is unwarranted and should be avoided. A final note. The purpose of this editorial is to highlight actions executives and managers should take in this era of heightened government business ownership and marketplace participation, rather than debate the unfortunate and often inappropriate actions of those responsible for these circumstances. Strategy Driven does not condone the actions of Goldman Sachs leaders and its employees. We are also disappointed by the unbecoming behavior exhibited by Senators Carl Levin, Democrat from Michigan, and Claire McCaskill, Democrat from Missouri, during the Goldman Sachs hearings, and the other seemingly inappropriate relationships between members of Congress and various financial institutions. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy Driven Editorial Perspective Podcast. We've shared our view and invite you to share yours at www.strategydriven.com. Until next time, so long.